There's definitely not enough time between now and March. For a start, we have not yet seen the document. At the moment, we are relying on what Comrade Mangwana there would be saying in the press. We have not yet seen the document. When we see the document, I think you require reasonably at least 2 full months to have the document debated, digested, and for people to really make their views. It will not be good to just have either a one-sided view. They want to hear views from COPAC. They want to hear views from other people like ourselves. They go back to COPAC, go back to ourselves, and then finally make a decision. That is how a democracy must operate.
Mr. Mangwana, do you agree with what Mr. Maduku is saying, that there is not enough time between now and March when the Prime Minister says there is possibly going to be the referendum?
No, I disagree. Apparently, by next week, the document will be public, and we'll use all the media in the country to publicize the document. We have also prepared a summarized version in all the 8 major languages of the country, and we use all available structures to ensure that we disseminate the content of the constitution to the population of Zimbabwe. And I think 2 months is enough time. Between now and the expected date of the referendum, there is more than 2 months.
Mr. Mangwana, you have also been criticized by the former finance minister and Mabambo Kusile Don leader, Mr. Simba Makoni, on how you have handled this whole process and, in fact, not publishing the agreed outstanding issues. Do you agree with Mr. Makoni that this negotiated document does not reflect the views of the ordinary Zimbabwean people on the ground?
I completely disagree with him. We are under no obligation to give to the public the disagreed issues and so on. We are only under an obligation to disclose the draft constitution to the people. Negotiations are not part of the constitution.
Mr. Maduku, your take on what Mr. Makoni said yesterday and what Mr. Mangwana has just said?
I agree, and as NCA, we agree entirely with what Dr. Simba Makoni said yesterday. His comments and criticisms are very valid. We agree with them. What we think to be the process here is these COPAC people have been on it for the past years. And now that they've produced a document which they believe should go to the people, I think they should create enough framework for people to be able to look at the proposals in the draft, especially some of the more difficult ones to understand. The so-called transitional provisions, that some things would happen this time, others will happen after 5 years or 7 years or 10 years. I think those kind of things will require a back-and-forth discussion rather than the way COPAC intends to proceed.
Still with you, Mr. Maduku, the Prime Minister yesterday speaking in Davos spoke about the issue of the constitution, and he said it's definitely, or, you know, there's national consensus, and he doesn't see a document being given a no vote as happened in 2000. Do you agree with him?
I think his dictatorial tendencies are worse than what we have been fighting against in the country. This is a person who was with us in trying to say, no, democracy requires a situation where people are allowed to make their own minds independent of what the politicians want. Now, he believes that because he has been in it, he has given his consent to that process, he represents everyone, and therefore that everything will be okay, there'll be formality. I think that's a very dangerous approach. If he had been in charge himself of the country, that would have led any election.
Mr. Mangwana, while you comment on what Mr. Tsvangirai said yesterday, can you also touch on the issue of the transitional mechanisms? Why are we having things in the constitution that need us to have at least 10 years before they can be effected?
They are all right because they are providing the nation to be prepared for certain massive changes in the manner things have been governed, were being run previously. So we are providing this window for change.
Mr. Maduku, Mr. Mangwana is raising the issue that, you know, the transitional mechanisms are meant to manage change. Can you just speak to that as an expert on constitutional matters? Do you agree with what they've done?
I'm not able to speak as an expert. For these days, I'll just be speaking as an NCA person too. But it's fair for me to call myself an expert when I have a position that is quite partisan, that I don't want that constitution and I'll come back against it. I think that it is wrong for COPAC to say that you need a transition in this case. We have been fighting for a new constitution for the past 14 years, and that the mindset in the country is quite ready to embrace the change required by the people. What sort of a transition is 10 years?
Mr. Mangwana, the issue that you are now preparing to take this document to the people for the referendum, are you optimistic, as Mr. Tsvangirai is, that you will, you know, be able to have what you want, this document will pass and then we'll go for elections?
I'm more than optimistic. I think we are carrying the population with us. But of course, in a democracy, you expect some small voices to be saying, no, no, from another end. But they'll be overwhelmed by the yes.
Mr. Maduku.
I think he is in for a rude awakening, if that is what he believes. As long as they provide a free and fair framework, already they have started the process of being unfair. They are giving people a very short period. And you cannot then say it's a democracy. They are themselves determining when the referendum must be held. They have not asked anyone about the amount of time required. Those voices that will be against the Constitution are currently not being involved in the decision-making processes leading to a referendum. We oppose the process, but we are very much now part and parcel of the framework under which the referendum will be held. So if they want to be fair, whoever is running the referendum, if they want to be fair, they must start involving those stakeholders who will be opposing it. So, like, I am very confident that the people of Zimbabwe reject a document that they never authored. I mean, I don't think they are fools to endorse a document which came from people that were haggling for over 3 years.
Your last word, Mr. Mangwana, is you also touch on what Mr. Masimba Makoni said, Dr. Makoni said yesterday, that this is a MDC-PF thing and not, you know, a national thing.
No, it's not. This is why there are difficulties in forming a party in 5 years. So you cannot run the country alone. So he is lost. We've even involved them in the constitution-making process. He's not grateful for being involved. But certainly that whatever criticism he has, it's baseless. But I'm urging the people of Zimbabwe to take the document purposefully and objectively, and they will see the good which is in it. This constitution is good for our country and it's good for posterity. They must vote for it. But we'll disclose everything to them. We accept criticism, we engage even those who are criticizing it, and we engage objectively. We explain the document to the nation, and they'll find what is good in it for them.
Your last word, Mr. Madugu.
Well, I think my last word is that I very much welcome this opportunity presented by the media through yourselves for us to debate with, I think, Comrade Mangwana and his colleagues. I just hope that the process leads to a referendum would be a democratic process where those for the Constitution and those against the Constitution will be given ample opportunities in the country to sell their messages. And then at the end, if the process is democratic, we will accept the verdict of the people. But I'm very confident that the people will reject, and I hope Comrade Mangwana and this group will accept that.